7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Hey, yo, hey. I gotta get organized here. It is 19:30, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I woke up this morning, looked outside, and everything was dry. And we were expecting rain overnight. And I thought we didn't get any, so I thought, okay, maybe today's a good day to go to Toll Park and look for those marmots. Maybe we got some baby marmots. And then, wait, what's this? And then, that's nothing. Then to make things weirder, I got in my car, pulled out of my driveway, and I started driving. And I realized that no, it did rain. There were little puddles in the gutter and stuff. And there was, I noticed my lawn was a little wet. The dirt in the bald spots was wet. I guess I can change my sunglasses. Put on my normal glasses here. So the long story short, now that I have my glasses on, here we go, is that instead of going to Toll Park, I have come today to the OPPD Arboretum. Although, it seems drier here than it did at my house. Now, see, this dirt, it's got some water in it. And so, it rained a little bit. Not really an appreciable amount. But here we are anyway, at OPPD Arboretum, and what are we doing? That's right, we are looking for mushrooms. Specifically, Morchella esculenta, the golden morel. I'm standing in a little patch up here by Marmot Alley, in a spot where I usually will find a few, but I'm not seeing any right now. And that was the big risk, you know. On the way over here, while I was driving over here, I kept thinking, you know, this is not enough rain. This is not enough rain to make morels pop. But then I realized, no, we can't take the risk. If it rained, we gotta go looking. We gotta go looking for morels. Otherwise, maybe we'll miss them. Alright, so I'm heading into the forest. A little goldfinch just flew out in front of me. I am carrying a paper bag and a small paring knife in case we are to find any of our mushrooms. There's just no good way to carry these paring knives. There's a certain kind of knife that makes a really good mushroom knife. And it's the little short paring knife that you'll find in like bars. You know, a little bar knife that cut up lemons and limes and stuff. That's what I've got. In fact, I think I bought these knives in the liquor store. I bought a 4-pack of these knives and I leave them in my car constantly. Along with some paper bags. Some small lunch-sized paper bags. And that's something you need to know. If you are out looking for morels, you need a knife and a paper bag. And here's why. The knife is for cutting the mushrooms. Cutting the mushrooms off at the stalk. off the ground. You do not want to pick a morel by hand. Picking morels by hand endangers the mycelium. If you pick a mushroom by hand, you might pull on it a little bit too much and it'll disturb the mycelium. You do not want to disturb the mycelium. The mycelium is the organism that grows the mushroom. And you want that mycelium to stay alive and in the same place so you can come back and get more mushrooms. So, you need to use a knife when harvesting morel mushrooms so as not to disturb the mycelium. It's very simple. You just use a knife to cut the morel stalk off at the ground. That prevents, like I said, you from pulling it up, prevents mycelium from getting pulled up. Protect the mycelium. And that way, you'll find morel mushrooms in the same place next time. So, always use a knife. And if you get into the habit of using a knife, it's good to use a knife for all species of mushrooms. So get into the habit. Number two, paper bag. Always use a paper bag. Mushrooms sweat and they decompose rapidly once they are picked. And the whole reason you use a paper bag is so that when the mushrooms sweat, the moisture gets absorbed by the bag. And that's good. That prevents your mushrooms from decaying or falling apart. Ideally, the best bag to use is a mesh bag, some kind of natural fiber mesh bag. These are the best mushroom bags because, being mesh, they have holes in them. So when you are walking around with your mushrooms, they are sporing out and you are spreading its spores as you go. Oh, did I feel rain? And that's why you want to use a mesh bag. If you can't get a natural fiber mesh bag, use a paper bag. I see some Caprinus over here by this stump. Hi, Caprinus. So use a paper bag. If you use a plastic bag, that is the biggest mistake. I don't know how many times I've seen people do this. I actually had somebody give me some morels, but they were in a Ziploc bag. And what happens is the mushrooms sweat and they just start to crumble. They just fall apart. And I don't want to say they're inedible, because you can still eat them. It's just, you know, They turn to mush. You don't want to eat mush. And you don't want to try to preserve a mushroom that has been sweated out. It's no good. So here I am walking up the deer trail. There's a few other people here. Some people, I've seen a couple of people who might also be mushroom hunters. Here's some more Caprinus under, or by this log. Hey, what was that? I just saw some leaves twitch funnily. Is there an animal under there? So remember Tobe's expert mushroom advice. Mesh bag or paper bag, never ever plastic. And use a knife. Use a knife. Walking along, looking around. I'm really afraid we might be out of the conditions window. It's been so hot the past few days. It's possible that the temperature of the ground has been raised too much. And we might not get any morels this year. That would be bad. But we gotta be looking. All right, here I am at the little deer hangout. I'm looking around. I don't see any deer. But I do see some more Caprinus. That common Caprinus. Caprinus is a very common mushroom. You can find it everywhere. The Caprinus family has many, many different species. And you don't want to eat Caprinus. Most Caprinus mushrooms, they goo out fast. As soon as you pick them, they start dropping spores and they just sort of turn into purple goo really fast. But there is one species of Caprinus that is fairly common to be eaten, and that just happens to be Caprinus caprinus. Caprinus caprinus is also known as the shaggy mane mushroom. It's kind of a big mushroom, and it's shaggy. But with Caprinus caprinus, you want to eat it before it opens. So when you see them grow, and you're going to want to look up pictures of this. I haven't found any this year. They usually don't start growing until a little bit later, but shaggy manes, when they grow, if you're going to eat them, you want to harvest them before the cap opens. And so they just look like this big club. Oh, here's some flowering bushes. I can kind of smell them. Here we go. Yeah, smells like candy. Delicious. Yeah, this path is damp, but it is not wet. I got no mud sticking to my shoes or anything. I'm looking around. It's a great day, if I haven't mentioned it. It's nice and cool. It's completely overcast, so it's no longer 90 degrees. It's about 65 degrees Fahrenheit. It's about 20, 21 degrees Celsius. It's a beautiful day. I'm out here in my short sleeves and my shirt. Oh, and I spooked a bunny. Bunny just hopped out of the forest. Hi, Mr. Bun. Now I'm still looking around for my mushrooms, for my mysterious morels. Hey, these bushes are flowering around here. Oh, there went my knee. My knee is trying to do bad things. I refuse to let it. Ouchie, ouchie, ouchie. And I am occasionally feeling a raindrop. So apparently it's still thinking about raining, which is good. That just means we'll have to come out tomorrow. There goes that bun. Now I'm walking through the forest off the path, and that bun is thinking, hey, why is that guy chasing me around? I'm not chasing you around, Mr. Bun. The ground cover is nice and tall. It's about 15 centimeters tall, or about 6 American inches. Yeah. These are the types of conditions in which we find morel mushrooms. I don't think it quite rained enough. Where are you, my mysterious yellow buddies, hiding from me? Hiding from me in the forest. Next to the interstate, as we listen to the large trucks go buzzing by. Oh, that reminds me. Yesterday, I had to do all kinds of running around. And I was out running around in a part of town that I don't normally run around in. And I had to get onto the interstate. And I thought, wait, didn't I get onto the interstate here on this ramp a couple months ago? Isn't there a marmot den up there? And sure enough, as I'm driving on the ramp to get onto the interstate, I look up. Not only is there a marmot den, but I could barely see it anymore because the grass had grown tall enough that I couldn't see the dirt. But there's a marmot, and that marmot was standing up, doing a full stand, just watching traffic on the interstate. And I said, "Hello, Matty." Then I went back to concentrating on driving so that I would not crash into people on the interstate. So even though yesterday was sort of a pain and I had to do all kinds of crazy stuff, like drive on the interstate, of which I am not a fan, not at that time of day, I did get to see a marmot. So I was, you know, partially redeemed. I'm now walking, I walked across the bridge, I'm walking over to the little amphitheater here. I know there's a marmot den back there in use, but I can't really see it anymore. Wait, what if I come over here? Yeah, it's greening up. There's so much green stuff between me and that den. I can kind of see it, but I don't see any Matis back there. They could be hiding. They could be hiding. Hiding Matis. All right, so. Oh, I slept good. Well, as good as I'm apt to. I mean, I still woke up a few times, but man, the nice cool temperatures. I had my doors and windows open. Cooled my house down. Finally got some sleep. So that's good. I'm really happy about that. All right. And now I'm looking at that other famous marmot den where we saw the first marmot of the year this year. He was right over there. I'm looking over there. Are there any Matis over there? Geez, we sure haven't seen a Mat in OPPD in a while. This is one of those not very Mati years so far. All the Mats I've been finding are all Mats in not my normal areas. Outside my bailiwick. Still curious to go back to Toll Park though. And look for baby marmots there. Alright, so here we are at the Witch's Butter Tree. Check the Witch's Butter Tree real close. It's starting to sprout little sproutlings. Little green sprigs. But it is not producing any witch's butter at this time. You know, which is to be expected. And that usually doesn't happen until a little bit later. Alright. But since there's nobody coming, we're going to disappear right into the forest here along this deer trail that nobody notices. And look, there's fresh deer tracks along this deer trail right here. Doot, doot, doot. Doot, doot, doot. So, one thing we should keep an eye out for today, along with, you know, morel mushrooms, is deer. We haven't seen any deer on this show yet this year. We usually do. We usually spot a few deer. Maybe that will happen today. Right now, I gotta crouch down low to get the proper angle for looking for mushrooms. The ground cover is now tall enough that if there are mushrooms, they're hiding under all these little leaves. And so we have to look very carefully. Very carefully look. Look around for mushrooms who are trying to hide under the leaves. And so sometimes you got to get down. You got to get down. You got to get your eye the same level as the mushrooms. Got to get under these plants. And even though I'm looking and slowly moving through the ground cover here, I should have brought my stick. But then I would have had a lot to carry. We keep looking for mushrooms. I'm not seeing it. Oh my God. Right when he says, I'm not seeing any. Boom. 1, 2 meters in front of me. I have found one. We are on the money, kids. 1 golden morel. And he's pretty nice. Okay, now the trick here is once you see one, you have to absolutely freeze. Do not move and start looking around. Around your legs, around your feet, make sure you're not stepping on any or about to step on any. And I think we're good. What's over here? Gotta check under these leaves, make sure I'm not stepping on. Wow! Yes! Look at this guy. I gotta put down my knife and my bag for a minute so I can pull my camera out of my pocket and take a photograph of the first morel of the season. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Whoa, and he's kind of big too. He's bent over. He actually looks like he might be a day or two old. Get that in the old camera. Wait, gotta set my camera for macro mode. There we go. Click, 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 click. There's a bug on my mushroom here. But it's true. We have found the first morel of the year. Okay. So now, pick up the knife, get the bag ready. Hey, and it's one of my Hello Kitty bags. It's Hello Kitty riding a tricycle. Hello Kitty riding a tricycle with an apple in the basket. Oh boy, look at this thing. It's nice. So we just slice it off right across the ground there. Yeah, you know, this looks like it might be a day old. It's got a little sunburn. It's a little crispy. It's nice though. Total length about 10 centimeters. Maximum diameter 2.5 centimeters. So it's about 4 or 5 inches long and about 1 inch in diameter. Into the bag. And we are on the gold, kids. All right. So now, what do we do? What's the strategy here? What's the strategy now? We get back down in the squat, in the mushroom squat, and we look. We slowly scan. We slowly scan, looking under all these leaves. You know what? I didn't really think we were gonna find one today, but I'm so glad that we did. All right, so I'm not seeing any more right off the bat. So I'm gonna move, checking the ground, watching the exact places where I step so that we don't risk stepping on any mushrooms. Now what you might be wondering is why are you taking so much care not to step in the mushrooms? Who cares? Well, to explain the whole morel thing, you have to understand that morels are very rare because they only grow for a very short time in the year, and because the conditions have to be perfect, and because they don't grow everywhere, morels are very rare. Rare things are expensive and valuable. And you can sell morel mushrooms for a lot of money. All right. I'm over here kind of by the creek where we found the grail that one time. And I'm looking around. And I'm not seeing any more. And this is unusual, because once you find one, generally speaking, you're going to find a few more in the same general area, you know, within a couple of meters. But I'm not seeing any. You occasionally will find singletons. I'm looking. Did somebody beat me to him? Has somebody else been here poaching my mushrooms? I don't know. I haven't found any stalks. So, I don't know. You know what the funny thing is we're going to run out of time before anything else exciting happens. But I did find one mushroom today. One Marcella esculenta. We love the golden morels. Okay, what about over here? Sometimes I find one or two on this side. Not seeing any. So that's it? We're just gonna find one today? That's kind of weird. Where are they? Are they higher? Are they lower? Where could they be? You know what the funny thing is? We didn't find any half-free morels this year. The gyromitas. We just went straight to the esculentas. And that is fine by me. That is fine by me. Alright, I'm sort of above the traditional area. We're back here into the deer zone now. Any deers back here? I'm still looking, scanning the ground, looking for the golden boys. I'm gonna walk up this deer path a little bit further. Oh, we don't have much time left. Let's just walk all the way up this path, this deer path, to see if we got any deers back here. Because we saw some fresh tracks. Let's just go up here. See if there's any deer. I'll look for mushrooms on the way back. I think I felt a little bit more rain there. A couple of drops. Drops and drops and drops of rain. Little itty drops. Yay! We found an esculenta. And if it rains some more today, that means we can be looking for mushrooms tomorrow too. That'll be fun. Especially if we find some. I'm at the top of the path, or at the deer path here, and I'm not seeing any of my deer. And that's okay. Because you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta keep looking for some more morels. So I'm gonna walk back down this path. And I will see all of you guys later. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.